are now listening to Scarcasm Live. Scarcasm Live is a geeksgoneraw.com podcast. If you want to send us an email, you can always do so at scarcasmlive@gmail.com. Twitter, I am Scarfinger. The pimp is Big Daddy with one D, Harold. If you want to reach us on Google Plus, I am Scarfinger Hoodbridge. Pimp is Harold Pimp Daddy. And we use the Dream Team community page for further engagement with all of you. If you want to contact us on Facebook, there is a Geeks Gone Raw Facebook group. And if to send us a voicemail, the number is 757-774-8447. The music for the show is provided by the homie Laid Back for Life. You can catch his mixcast at laidback4life.podomatic.com. We thank you very much for checking the show out. We appreciate your feedback, and welcome back to the Pride. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Scarfinger, and this is Scarcasm Live. We're back.
Word up.
What happened? You messed something up?
No, I said word up.
Oh, okay. So we had an off week because of your work schedule.
That's right. I did
record a short show. I was just kind of rambling for a little bit. Nothing too serious, but I just wanted to make sure that we got something out last week. So this week, I don't think either of us has very much because the Division has taken over our lives.
Division, our gaming night, and we got a little bit of news, but that's about it.
Yeah. Before we get into the few things that we have to discuss, how's your week? Well, last 2 weeks, I guess.
Well, the last 2 weeks for me would have been okay. I mean, except for the fact that, you know, I had to do work. I got a couple shits for last. I mean, like, last week was, I had two shitty things happen last week.
Okay. And those are?
First shitty thing, the hospital has I used to be able to watch some Netflix at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've always had a little thing on their server where you can't use Netflix. So I've had to use a proxy to use Netflix. So now whatever the hell they've done at Netflix, now you can't use a proxy anymore to watch Netflix.
Well, they said they were gonna cut that out because of the people who were like overseas and shit that were using like VPNs and shit.
That's what I'm using is a VPN, and I can no longer use my VPN to watch Netflix through the account. And unfortunately, I sit in they always put a radiology department in the middle of a hospital, and then they put us in lead-lined walls, so cell signals in those areas are probably some of the worst.
Oh.
So now I can't watch any Netflix at work, so now I'm stuck watching Amazon Prime.
Oh, that sucks. So it's just whatever Netflix did, it's just Netflix.
It's just freaking Netflix I can't watch.
Oh, that really blows.
And I don't know,
because Amazon Prime. The only thing good about Amazon Prime is they have that HBO stuff, but it's all old HBO stuff.
It's all old HBO stuff, and basically
it has to be at least 5 years old, I believe.
Well, no, because they. You know what? I'll save it for what I was watching, but you can watch The Newsroom, which is like one of their most current TV series. But that's about it. Everything else, yeah. And you can watch Tremé.
Okay.
And that's a...
That show's still on?
I don't know if it's on HBO anymore. I think the five seasons are over. But, like, those are, like, the newest two things that I've seen on there. But, like, if you want to watch, and I'm not interested in watching it, the last season of Vampire Diaries, that wasn't on there. Or not Vampire Diaries.
True Blood.
That shitty show.
My girl actually really likes that crap. We started watching the first season. I think we made it through like a season and a half, and then I let my Amazon Prime run out.
Word, that's not good. You're gonna have to make the little baby happy and put your Amazon Prime back on.
No, I
I let it go because I'm trying to push it, because the way it was set up, my Amazon Prime was always in January, and like after Christmas and stuff like that, doing what I do for Pooh Bear, it's just kind of hard rustling up $100. The second year, like last year, they did a sale where it was on sale for like 70 something, but it was 70 something if you were buying a gift for someone. So I bought a gift for myself, and then I let it run out, and when it ran out, I activated my gift.
Okay.
But when they did a sale this year, they didn't let you do that.
Oh.
And because I already had Amazon Prime, they wouldn't even let me buy anything at a sale. They wouldn't let me have a sale price because it was like, this is only for new people. If you already have it, you can't buy it at that rate. Even if you're trying to buy it for someone else, nope. Like, they completely shut that shit down. They Netflixed me.
Damn. Well, I mean, I guess that's okay.
So I'm trying to push it a few months so that every year I won't have to worry about trying to come up with $100 for Amazon Prime right after Christmas.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, you push it. If you can wait another month or two, I mean, it isn't like they've got programming. And if you're not buying something from them all the time, then you really don't need the Amazon Prime right now.
Yeah, they have their own shows. Nothing that I'm really interested in.
Well, when we get into television, because I started watching some of that TV show Botch.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can get into it now, because I really don't have much. There really isn't much going on here, except for, my Pooh Bear is going to be here this weekend. I talked about it on the solo show, but I did go walking with my sister.
I heard. Congratulations. Yeah. 5 miles that one day you went.
Yeah, it was just short of 5 miles. It was like 4.88 or some shit like that.
Good job.
And she wanted me to go. They were going again, but I mean, I'm here with you, so can't really do that. I'll do that a few times and see how it goes. I really still want to do the Couch to 5K thing.
You should do it.
I really want to do it. But I'm not in any shape to run. I'm very much not in shape to run. Like the walking, I was fine. And like I said, I think I said it before, like I was fine, but like later on in the day, I went to Walmart and like my calf started killing me. Like my left calf started killing me. I feel okay now, but now my right knee is sore and I haven't done anything.
Because your right side, you're probably more dominant. Because, like, when I ran the 10-mile Shamrock run 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
My right hip and my right knee still kind of are sore.
Okay.
And one of the persons who I was talking to said it's because you're a little bit more dominant probably on your one side than you are the other.
Okay.
It made sense.
Yeah, it does. I did that, and like I say, I'm going again. It's a little bit cooler outside today than it was that day. That day was pretty warm. I didn't have to wear a jacket, and it was near a beach. Like we were it was on a decommissioned army base.
Okay.
So they have this like they have this like cement wall running a good stretch. Well, I mean, it was pretty much that length. It was the 4.8, that's going there and back. So half of that. So it was just a good, good place to walk and yeah. And, you know, talking with my sister and my brother-in-law was cool. And yeah, it was all right. The walking, no issues at all. Like I said, my lower back was a little bit sore when I was finished, but other than that, I was fine. We sat down right after and talked for a few more minutes before they went home and then I went home. But after I sat down for a minute, I was fine.
Well, I think you should get yourself out there and do it. I mean, the Couch to Walk to 5K is, I believe, an 8 or a 12-week program, and I did it. And, I mean, it starts out real simple with like a 5-minute walk and like a 30-second run and a minute and a half walk. And you do that 6 times and then you just slowly grow your way all the way up.
Uh-huh.
It's a real simple plan. It's real. I mean, it's real friendly. And as I said, it's one of them plans that you only have to do it like 3 times a week.
Okay.
Very, very simple.
Yeah. It seems like it'd be all right. But yeah, I did that. I don't think there really isn't a whole lot else going on here.
Well, the only shit thing I had to finish my shit for the weeks was this old lady who wanted to commit suicide on Sunday night, and she was parked her car in a garage, and she turned the car on to do CO2 poisoning, and she kind of poisoned four other police officers that were running in there to try to help save her. I think that was a real shit over the week.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do something like that, don't do it where you're going to hurt people, you know? I mean, you shouldn't do it, period, but don't do something where you're going to, like, don't put your damn car in a train track where you're going to hurt other people on the train. Don't jump off the damn road and on the 95 where you're going to cause an accident. If you want to do it, figure a way to do it out where you're not hurting anybody or possibly hurt anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, well, we don't want you to commit suicide.
Correct. But if you really feel that that's something you got to do, don't take out the lives of innocent people or injure innocent people, because you know what? That's a real shit show.
Yes. Yeah. So they saved her.
They saved her.
They saved her, but they got messed up in the process.
They got messed up in the process. And one of them was a younger, like, under 30 female that was a police officer. And it's like, you know what? Let's just say what happens if maybe she was ovulating and she just happened to had sex the night before, you know, and she...
Why don't you just say what if she had gotten pregnant?
Yeah, or what if she had gotten pregnant? And you know what? Now she's in there. And now, you know what? She don't find out that she's pregnant for 8 more weeks, but yet the carbon got into her blood. And now she potentially has a mentally challenged or a mentally handicapped child. That's just, you know, I mean, it's not fair.
No, it's not. That's not right. So I understand that. Yeah, I understand that. Like, if you're going to be stupid on your own.
Yeah. Word. Thank you.
Word up.
Word up.
All right. So where do you want to start?
Well, why don't we start with quickly, I'll just give off of last week's question of the week. How's that?
That works.
So last week's question of the week, which I posted 2 weeks ago, was I asked, what was your favorite brand of Oreo cookie? And we got some comments. Okay. We didn't get a lot of comments. I was kind of disappointed. I guess maybe people don't like Oreos anymore.
But I wanted to try some new stuff that I saw. I saw they finally had in the store some cinnamon bun Oreos. And I saw they have one. It's a cream filled cupcake.
Oreos. The cream filled the filled cupcake is really good.
Yeah, I haven't tried those yet. But yeah, go ahead and do your
thing. Well, the reason I made up this question is because I asked my wife when she was in the Walmart. She's like, "Oh, is there anything else you want?" And I'm like, "Why don't you get me some Oreos?" And a few minutes later, she's asking me what flavor.
Right, because there's so many different ones now.
But if I'm asking for Oreos, I'm asking just for regular black and white Oreos. You know what I mean? And so she starts telling me all these flavors. So that's why I came up with the question of the week. And, well, we have Chase, and he said that his favorites are the white chocolate-covered ones at Christmas. And I got to say, those are really good.
I don't think I've ever had them, personally.
Oh, they only come out during the holidays, and they're really good. And then he says Mach 20 says original, and I got to go with Mach 20 because that's my favorite, is the original.
Okay.
And then it was you who said birthday cake.
Yeah, the chocolate birthday cake, they're not vanilla, are they?
They're vanilla with sprinkles in it. Birthday cake.
I ain't talking about that. The chocolate with the birthday cake is my favorite. I do have some red velvet that I bought a few weeks ago and I never tried.
Oh, you gotta let me know how that one is, because I can tell you right now, cupcake was really good.
Okay.
Now the triple double Oreos, the ones with the chocolate and the vanilla, not my favorite. They were good.
I posted a picture. I really liked the vanilla ones that had the strawberry. It was like a strawberry filling, and it was like I think it had like a strawberry filling, and I did the regular filling, and then the strawberry filling.
You did the one with the Napoleon.
Yeah, that one was actually pretty good.
See, and I've never seen the Napoleon down here. Now, I can tell you there was one that was like cotton candy or whatever.
I love how just like you and everybody else say Napoleon. Ain't it like Neapolitan or something like that?
Something like that. I don't know. Napoleon or whatever. It's you got one of those metrosexual cookies there.
Metrosexual cookies, really? That's how you play it?
That's the metrosexual cookie. I mean, come on. It ain't even. Hold on, dude. You know why they made that?
Why?
Because they can't afford anybody. They can't afford to offend anybody. So they put a white cookie with pink in the middle. That's really? That's metrosexual. If you're eating that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I just said that was my favorite. So what are you trying to say? That was my favorite of the two triple doubles.
Well, then you're metrosexual.
Really?
Yep.
I just regular old double stuff is all right to me. I'm not really one for mega stuffed though.
No, the mega stuffed are a little too big.
Yeah, it's
too creamy.
Too sweet.
Yeah.
It's too sweet. Like, so yeah, just give your boy some double stuffed. You know what would be the greatest? Mm. Double stuffed birthday cake.
Maybe they'll make it.
Hopefully.
But
if fingers crossed.
But right? Yeah, like the I would say stay away from like the berry one and stay away from cotton candy because those were way sweet.
Yeah, those don't look very good to me at all.
Yeah.
Nope, not at all. I can't. Nope.
They were not on my list of favorites. Oh man, you know what else? Awesome today. And because Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there too.
You were just getting ready to say Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Happy Thanksgiving. But Happy St. Patrick's Day. Shamrock shakes at fucking McDonald's, bro.
I have still never had one.
All of this is a mint milkshake, but it's fucking awesome.
I've never had one. I don't really do a whole lot of milkshakes,
dude. Oh, you know what you can do now at Burger King?
What?
You can replace your drink with a float.
Huh.
I had a Dr. Pepper float. Oh, so good.
I tried the hot dogs.
How are the hot dogs?
The hot dog itself is really good. When I had mine, I tried it once, and I tried both kinds. I tried the regular hot dog, but I had them take the relish off because I'm not really a relish fan. And then I tried the chili cheese dog. I tried them both. Like I said, in both cases, the dog itself was actually pretty good. The toppings weren't that great.
Okay. I mean, I can't see getting a hot dog from Burger King.
I just wanted to try it. I was at Burger King. I went there. I was there with a few people, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to try this. I'm still going to get my Whopper, but I'll try the hot dogs and see how it goes. And like I said, the hot dog itself was great, but the toppings were not. It might have just been the one that I went to because especially the chili cheese dog was really sloppy.
Okay.
It was freaking sloppy. So it might have just been the one that I went to. So I'm willing to try it again. And I guess, you know, at some point I'm willing to try it again before they get rid of them. Because, you know, it's probably not going to stick around very long.
Not if they don't sell. No.
Right.
But I just can't. I mean, like, I think of a hot dog. I think of just going to 7-Eleven and getting a freaking hot dog. That's the problem.
Right. Yeah, it was a little weird buying a hot dog from Burger King, but it was. It turned out to be okay. It wasn't great, but it was okay.
Cool. Word up.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get into our gaming night before we get in any news or anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, did we play some Destiny for the game night?
Correct.
I recorded a video, and the video is on the YouTube page, and it's in both of the communities on Facebook and Google+. And we played Vault of Glass.
We attempted to play the Vault of Glass.
Yeah, we attempted to play Vault of Glass. Here's my problem with the Vault of Glass, right? And I guess this is going to be my problem with Destiny. Because all of y'all were pretty high level.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody was getting fucked up. Like, it was like, yo, the people that we're shooting are like in the 26-ish range. 25, 26 range, the enemies or something like that.
I think it was a little higher.
You sure about that? Because I was a 34, and I was much higher level than the enemies.
Okay. Well, I know so, the boss. The boss is, I mean, when you get to certain parts of it and you're getting swarmed, some of it just does. It messes you up.
Yeah. It was just kind of weird because, like, y'all were level 40s and, like, y'all were dying. And I'm like, why are y'all dying? And some of y'all were dying more than me. And I was a 34 because I'm at the max level for vanilla.
Well, I was dying because I personally like to go out there with my sword. And then I would end up getting poisoned by one of them stupid poison ones that came out after a while. And then I wasn't getting back to get cleansed quick enough.
So what weapon does the sword replace?
That is your heavy.
Oh, so the sword would replace your heavy. So you still have access to your other two guns.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I mean, the sword, like when you get caught, like when we were defending that little orb and you get like, if you get that one big Minotaur and he has a purple aura around him, so he had a void aura. Well, if I put my void sword on, two hits and he's down.
Okay.
You know, instead of me sitting there going a clip to get like one clip off of my Red Death to get his shield down and then another clip to take him down. Right. Or possibly two clips to get him down. It's freaking two swicks with a, you know, two swaps with a sword, and he's down. Maybe three.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't know really anything about the sword except for that one mission in the game.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have Taken King, so you can't get swords.
Right. In the place where I have Taken King, I haven't played enough for that content.
But anyways, we should give some shout-outs, because we had some folks in the game there.
Yep. Give you shout-outs.
We had Laid Back for Life was in there.
The homie
Laid Back for Life.
Left Side. We were holding down the left side.
We had Jess. He was up in there, which is Big Man Mix. And this other guy, what was his name?
The one from here?
The one from here. I'm looking for his name right now. Hold on.
Damien.
Who? But I was looking. Damien. Oh, but I was looking Damien. For his PlayStation name. I remember Damien, but I was looking.
It's Damien 43080.
Yeah, Damien 43080. Yeah, because I want to make sure I say it right. I don't want to.
I ended up following him on Facebook.
Oh, cool.
You know, just because, you know, finding out that he's from here, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So we you know, first time playing with Damien, that was really cool. Mm-hmm. And then we had DC. DC is. A friend from Canada, a younger friend from Canada.
He is all about Destiny. Like, he is so all about Destiny. How young is he?
He is, like, 10 years old.
Okay.
And I play his father. I've played with his father a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, you know, he plays a lot. And if you want someone who actually can run some of the raids and can do some stuff on Destiny, he's actually pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, he did kept dying, and he kept getting respawned up on the top, but...
Right.
But...
For some reason, they kept respawning him up top where nobody can get to him.
Yeah, which kind of sucked, but I mean, in all, I mean, we had a great time.
Yeah, it was a good time until, you know, I had to leave because I was supposed to record the Dream Team. A Dream Team that didn't get recorded because my PAM was acting up and Rashani's recording software was acting up, so the show never aired.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it really sucks because we had a good, like, we talked for like 2 hours or so. The first about hour and a half was greatness.
Damn.
And it's all gone.
That sucks. You know, I remember when I used to do the Pimp's Corner, and you could do a really good show, and if Pam screwed up,
yep,
you could never get that back.
That's the reason why most of us, like, if I'm recording with someone else and we're on Skype, I always make sure I do a backup copy. Like, I record anyway. Even when they were like, no, we got it. If I'm on somebody's show and they're like, no, we got the recording. And, like, with the Dream Team, most of the time, I don't need to record it, but I always do just in case.
Okay.
So, it really sucks. It really sucks, but then like my issues with Pam, I had to uninstall it and reinstall it for it to work again.
Yeah, you told me you were doing that just before the show, and I'm glad it works at least now.
Yeah, I am too because I wish it would have worked then because I was pretty thrown back by it. Like it really sucked.
Well, unfortunately, your PAM issue sucks, but what's your other service that you use?
Callgraph. Callgraph, almost every time there's a Skype update, Callgraph stops working for a while.
And then your Callgraph just didn't work then?
Nope, it didn't. It didn't work at all.
See, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks, but I think we got it straight now. And like I said, I finally got Pam working today, so hopefully no matter what happens. And I also find out that when you have Pam, you get you can use your license 5 times. So I am going to I'm going to use my license. I'm going to give one of my 5 activations to Rashani so he can have one. Cuz the thing that he was using just wasn't working.
Yeah, see, if I had a PC, I would have to buy Pam again, but since I'm doing it on my iPad, I can't.
Right.
I can't record. I got you.
But yeah, all in all, the game night was really fun. I wouldn't mind doing something like that again. It was really fun. And, Destiny for a little bit just kind of refreshed my memory on the comparisons between Destiny and The Division.
See, I don't know how people can sit here and keep comparing it because it's not the same.
It's not the same, but the out of all of the games we have access to, especially on console, those are the two that are most similar. It's like it's an MMO, except for it's not. Like it's the same.
I mean, yes. Well, why don't we get the elephant out of the room then?
Okay, I played a ton of The Division. Like I played almost every night since launch.
I have played. Well, I didn't get to play every night since launch, but I have played a whole lot. And after we ended our game night, I ended up playing with the homie Laid Back for Life and Scova, and we played until like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I've been up pretty late, like playing to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Now, are you playing with folks or are you just...
Well, that's the reason why I got it on Xbox, because I got it on Xbox because I knew I had a group of friends that were going to play, like playing with Blue and Nox and, all of the folks. And, there's a bunch of like Fadios and all of them. Like anytime one of us is on, like we'll jump in. I do got some friends who are like max level already.
I have some friends max level already. Chase.
I got a handful of friends who were like max level pretty early. I mean, there's a guy who did it in 15 hours.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that on Twitch or online or somewhere where someone got level 30 in that short little bit of time. And you know what? The problem that I have with that is this is a game that you need to take your time and not rush.
I would say so. Well, no, I wouldn't say that you need to take your time. There's two kinds of players of The Division. One that want to take their time and do the story and all of that kind of stuff and play with friends and that type of stuff. And then you have the people who want to get to a higher level so they can go play in the Dark Zone.
Okay, but the problem is if you burn through it in 15 hours, and this is the problem I have with The Division, is that it becomes repetitive.
I mean, in Destiny, is it?
Destiny is repetitive, but Destiny can be a little bit more fun because it's just not so intense. Like there was a couple missions where I went in, and if you have someone who's a higher level than you come in and help you, it jacks everything up so hard that sometimes you're spending hours to try to get past that mission.
Yes, that happened to us pretty early because Will from Geeks for the Win,
mm-hmm.
We were playing and we were like 6s and 7s. I think this was pretty early. We were like 6s and 7s and he joined to help, but he was a 12. And then it made all of the enemies 12s. And, like, we were like, okay, we're getting one-shotted. So, yeah, it didn't quite work out. So he backed out. But it was like, yeah, we're getting fucked up here. So, never mind.
And it's just not fun. I mean, when it comes, like, we got into, and shout out to Chris, Unlikely Nerd, but we got into a match where he was, like, level 17 or 18. and all the rest of us were like level 7, and it's like we just couldn't advance, you know.
Yeah,
and
there was a couple of times where I got stuck, especially on missions, on side missions and stuff like that. I usually do pretty decent. Man, I had this list, and I don't know where I put it. I was listening to DLC, and DLC, I've listened to Jeff Cannata for a long time, but Jeff Cannata is one of his shows, and they had a conversation about The Division, and I remember like what they had to say about The Division was like really, really profound. And like what, just talking about it in general, sometimes in comparison to Destiny, but sometimes just on the merits of The Division itself. And there are some points that I wanted to bring up, and I cannot find it because I was listening and writing it down. I should have put it in my phone because I don't know where the hell I put the thing that I wrote down on.
Okay, well, here we go. One of the things, okay, it's similar to Destiny because the missions are like, you start at one point and you have to keep going checkpoint. That's where they're similar. But Destiny's first person, Division's third person, which I like a lot more.
You know what? You know what? I realized after playing Destiny, after playing a lot of the Division and then playing Destiny in the game night, for that type of game, I prefer third.
Yes. Third person is a lot easier.
And it also, like, even though the customization options are well limited from like designing your character, but I like putting on new clothes and stuff like that. Like I really like seeing my character.
It is nice to see your character. It is nice to have the to be able to see that you, oh, I just put on a new hat, or I put something on. Because once you do it in Destiny, you can put on a new warlock bond and you'll never see it.
Yep. The only time you see it is when you do your super.
Yeah.
Or when you have a sword.
Or if you have even when you have a sword, you may not see your warlock bond. You might not see it unless you're in the tower and you're just looking at yourself, you know.
I very much prefer third person when it comes to this type of game. I didn't realize how much I did until I played Destiny that day. But even though I had fun with Destiny, I very much prefer third. I really wish I could find those damn notes.
And I gotta say that the
filibuster, fill in while I try to find my notes. Okay.
And I gotta say that for the Division, I find the community in the Division to be a lot better than the community in like Call of Duty, because if you go down, at least someone might come over to help pick you up. You know, and that's really nice that you can just have randoms help pick you up. If you're walking and you get into an encounter, sometimes randoms will just help you finish the encounter, which is also kind of nice, where, you know, in other games they don't do that. What else? Well, Destiny, they can do, randoms can help you with the encounters. That's about all. The map is tremendously big. The story is the only thing that I'm having a small issue with, because I can see basically as you're playing the story, you've got your medical missions, but you can't go and complete all of your medical missions. So if you wanted to just do one whole story, you can't. You have to actually piece your story into pieces. You got to follow the kind of order from what I'm seeing. And the only other problem is that like the encounters, I've walked around most of New York and I've tried to unlock all the safe houses, but I've noticed that going and doing that, most of my encounters are pretty much the same. It's just that you either have, the only difference is that you might have the people with the flamethrowers, for one, or you might have a different faction that's kind of, doing your encounter. So after a while, the encounters kind of do get boring. All in all, Division is everything that Watch Dogs should have been. It's way better than what Watch Dogs ever was. But
that brings up the first thing. I found my notes. That brings up the first thing on this list.
Okay.
One of the things that they brought up, these are things that I got from DLC. So there, so what the first thing that they brought up that the division absolutely delivers on the E3 promises, because you know, so many times we watch E3 demos and stuff like that, and you watch all of these things, and when the game finally comes out, like a Watch Dogs, the game isn't what they promised us. It's not, you know, they had to scale some stuff back in order to get the game out. But The Division is exactly what they told us it would be.
Correct. Well, yes, correct.
Yeah. So, and that's cool because, and then one thing they said was what mattered is not necessarily over Destiny. Destiny, when they tried to sell us Destiny, they sold us Destiny as this is the most awesome thing you will ever play ever in the history of ever. And, you know, they were
that.
Just.
I remember yeah. that because even there's like Scoba got into that hype and he's like, yeah, this is going to be the best game ever. Oh, yeah, best game ever. And I didn't buy into his hype and I waited. And I'm actually glad I waited until Taken King.
I waited. I didn't buy into anything of Destiny until I played the alpha and the beta. Then I was like, okay, this is good enough to buy. But I did not jump on the Destiny train until I actually played it. Okay. The second one is this game, you know, unlike Destiny, this game is basically an MMO. It's basically an MMO, and like you have like your communal areas where the safe houses where you see other people, you can buy and do all that kind of stuff. And when you go out into the world, when you walk out that door, you become just a guy in this world with like, and you can bring your friends in and all that kind of stuff. And you can do MMO type stuff. Like the side missions are a little bit repetitive, not as repetitive as Destiny.
Hater.
It's not.
Repetitive. Cause when you, I've done encounters and I've done basically in different parts of New York, the same encounter two or three times.
Yeah, pretty much. But, I mean, at least I'm not doing the. I mean, it seems very similar, but you have different locations and different ways that you're supposed to play it. In Destiny, I have to play the same exact thing over and over and over again.
You just hate him.
No, I'm not hating. I own Destiny on two consoles. So.
And you only own Division on one.
Yes. I tried to see if I can. I tried to get it from GameFly. I tried to get it from GameFly, and they sent me the fucking Maze Runner.
Oh,
I read quotation marks the book, so I kind of wanted to see the movie to see how well they did it. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I watched that shit going right back to GameFly.
Can we change it real quick on GameFly?
Sure.
Fucking GameFly, fuck you.
Really? What'd they do?
I sent back both of my games 2 weeks ago, and. Because I wanted to get UFC Fight, and they told me I was going to get UFC Fight. And usually my games are here by Thursday, and it's still not here. And okay. The other game that they promised me over a week ago is still not here. And, wait till it's been 7 or 8 days and then email us back if the game don't show up. Fuck you, GameFly, you fucking motherfuckers.
But if they sent it and it's just not to you yet, like... Is that GameFly's fault or is the post office?
It's GameFly's fault.
Okay.
Because you know what?
I do. I have EA access, so I can play UFC right now.
Fuck you too.
I don't know how many. I don't know how many hours I can play. Usually it's 10 hours. I can play 10 hours of a game. So I have access to. You need a fucking Xbox so you can get EA access.
No.
Because then you wouldn't have to pay for all of this shit, and you could play all these EA games and these sports games. For very, very small amount of money.
I'm playing them for very small amount of money, too. I'm getting them from GameFly.
I pay $30 a year, and I have access to it. When they come out, I have like 10 hours. And then once it's been out for a little bit and it hits the vault, I can play it as much as I want.
Okay. Well, maybe. Maybe.
Just saying.
Maybe.
Okay. So another thing that they brought up. That this is one of the first games that's post-apocalypse, but it's not like it's been post-apocalypse for like a very long time, like a Fallout or something like that. It's right after the apocalypse, so everything still looks nice.
Correct.
Everything still looks nice. Everything hasn't fallen apart. It's just the people just aren't there.
They're there, but they're not there. I mean, you have the factions that are running the street.
And you have people. You just don't have a whole lot of people. It's New York, and it's just not a whole lot of people.
Correct. And it's not bad. I mean, the setting, it looks like it happens right at Christmas time, so you get like this winter snow sometime.
According to the story, it got started on Black Friday.
Okay.
They poisoned the money and sent that shit out on Black Friday.
That explains why you went into the mall to go pick up
the money.
The poison, right? Dollar bills.
Yep, for the mall mission. So the intro, you see them in like all hazmat suits, and then they put the thing on the actual money, and then they sent that out for Black Friday because they knew that there would be a lot of money changing hands for Black Friday.
Now, and I gotta say, that mall mission was probably one of my favorite missions so far.
I liked it, except for that is the mission that Will joined us on. And then also I played it with someone, and I came back to help, like I was a couple of levels up, and for some reason that one time we could not kill the damn boss. It just kept happening over and over and over and over again. I think we died like at least 10 times trying to kill that last boss. Dude. Bosses are overpowered like a motherfucker because they take so many bullets. It's Destiny level, like, oh my god, how many times do I have to shoot this thing?
Yeah, a boss, you can sit there and spend a good 15, 20, 30 minutes trying to take down a boss. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even with the like with some of the purple level ones, they can take a little bit of time to actually figure out how to get them down.
Right. Yeah. And oh man, have you done any bounties?
Where you go down in the subway to try to kill someone?
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily it's not necessarily down there. There's been a couple of bounties that I've done. They've been in different places.
I got one that I'm stuck on in the subway that I had to stop because I was
soloing, and I did a couple of bounties, and it took so long for me to do it. One good thing about the bounties though. Mm-hmm. If you keep dying and coming back, the enemies around the bounty that you kill stay dead.
Yes, that is very nice. Even in some of the missions, when you get to a certain point, mm-hmm. If you get a certain checkpoint, those ones that you've already killed are dead.
Right.
So like in the mall, when we got to the boss, we no longer really had to do all the little ones. We only had to do a couple of the big ones and get the boss out.
Right. Yep, that's accurate. All right. So another thing that they talked about in DLC was, you know, like when we're when we're watching E3 and then they do the stage demos, mm-hmm. and they have the people on stage and like how they talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And as game players, we always say, that's not how the fuck we talk. Like, we don't fucking talk like that.
True.
Dude, you totally talk like that when you're in the division. Like, okay, I need healing. Someone's got to heal. All right, can somebody pulse? Because we need to get our extra damage. I'm going left. Can somebody cover me? Like, all of that stupid stuff that they say, we fucking say that shit in the division.
Because you need to work.
And then, like, in the fact that we go in, I love the fact that there's no... there's no class system. There's no defined class system. So you can change, you know, you can pause your game. Well, not really pause, but you can press the button and you can change out your skills on the fly. Like me personally, I run, if I'm by myself, I run a heal and I run the turret. But if I'm playing with people, I use the pulse in the turret because the pulse helps everyone else get a higher critical damage because I got a mod on it.
Okay.
So like, but like I can do that on the fly, And when, you know, before you go do a mission, like, you talk to your people and you go, okay, who has a pulse? Like, who's going to heal? Like, it, you know, who's going to be up front taking all the damage? Do you got a shield? Like, that type of stuff. Like, those conversations happen so that you can compliment each other, and no one, and not everyone is doing the same thing.
Correct. And that's, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of fun. I, you know, one of the things playing Destiny, like, I like being a warlock, but that means I'm stuck to warlock shit. Like, I can't do anything other than warlock shit.
Well, I mean, and you only got the two classes because you got vanilla on.
No, I got all three in. Which combo?
Another one.
But yeah, I can't mix and match. I can't do what I want to. And even to the point, some, it's not the exact same, but in Diablo, if you put it on that other mode and you could just select whatever things that you want to do without having to put them all in order. What is that mode called? Where you can select all of your skills however you want to?
I'm thinking, I haven't played Diablo in so long.
What is that called? That's going to bother the shit out of me until I figure it out. But, well, don't worry about it.
It's like the challenge mode or whatever.
No. It's a thing that you go into your settings, and it makes it so that you can set up of all of the special skills you have, you can select which ones you want. And they don't have to be like, you have to pick one in this slot, you have to pick one in that slot. You can pick whichever one you want and put it wherever you want.
I can't.
So if I have for my Crusader, like, all of the hammer skills, like, I can just have a Crusader and I can put all hammer skills across the board if I want to.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I can't remember what it's called.
I can't remember. Anyway, speaking of E3 real quick before you go on your next topic, since I'm going to change it now. Did you see where Activision is pulled out of E3 and EA Sports is pulled out?
Activision and EA pulled out, and I know EA is doing their own thing near, but like it doesn't make any sense for them to really. I mean,
but is it a sign that maybe E3 is dying?
E3 has been dying a slow death for a very, very long time. I don't think that's indicative of where we are in gaming. I think it's indicative of they don't want to spend all of that money for a big-ass E3 booth when I can just rent out some space in this hotel and I can show you all of my stuff here.
Or we can do our own development at our own studio.
Yeah, and then the Nintendo Directs. Like, Nintendo never does anything at E3, but they do their Nintendo Directs, where if they got something to show you, they do their own videos, and then they just put out the video.
Well, it was like 2K never went to E3 either.
Yeah, not really. But yeah, they usually have their games at the publisher's press conferences, but they don't have their own.
They don't have their own booth. I mean, and it makes sense. I mean.
Yeah, it makes sense because, like, and then for, like, especially for, like, smaller games, like, what point is it that you would buy a big booth and spend all of that money to show off Rocket League? what's the point, right?
Well, speaking of Rocket League, I think that's the first game that they want to do cross-platform everywhere.
Yeah, I think they did it because it was Rocket League and they needed to do that.
But what do you think about cross-platform?
I don't personally care. It doesn't bother me. Your volume is still on. I don't personally care. I think what it's gonna do, I think what it could do is make fanboyism worse.
Definitely. But what happens if you play Division? Fanboyism worse.
But here's my problem. Here's my big problem. I think it would help. I would think it would help, like, us, because, you know, I don't tend to play a lot of games on my PlayStation, and you only have PlayStation.
And imagine if we could cross platform right now, Destiny and Division.
Right, because if we could do Destiny, I got the Taken King over there, then we could play cross platform, and would be all right. So I don't, I hope it works out for them. I think it'll be hard to get stuff like Call of Duty and Destiny and stuff like that to be cross-platform between Sony and Microsoft. If they can pull it off, then the biggest problem that I see, and I talked about this with Blue on Facetious yesterday, the biggest problem that I see is with the exclusivity deals, it may create a problem between the haves and the have-nots. Especially, like, if we're playing Call of Duty, I'm playing on PlayStation, I get the maps first, you're playing on Xbox and we want to play together, but you ain't got these maps.
Yeah, that would kind of suck. I mean, because, like, right now isn't everything on Division going to Xbox first and then go to PlayStation second?
Yeah, supposedly. See, and that's why I say you're in a position to cause some serious problems there. In my opinion, I could be very wrong. I could be very wrong. And hopefully, if this does work, now it has the possibility of working. If it does work, then what you'll end up having is like less need for these exclusive deals. So you won't have to worry about it as much.
And that would be beneficial to all gamers across the board.
All game players. I don't like saying gamers. It would very much be beneficial to all game players.
Yep. Yes. And I mean all platforms, because then we'll get everything. Like, I mean, even on Destiny, you get exclusive PlayStation gear only for Destiny.
Exclusive PlayStation gear that I have no idea what it is or if I've ever actually
seen. The helmet. That helmet that you saw me wearing.
Uh-huh.
That was an exclusive PlayStation gear. That's it. I mean, and all it is when we did, what did we have to do? You had to do Iron Banner to get that exclusive Iron Banner PlayStation helmet. And it doesn't do anything. I mean, it's just a freaking helmet.
Yeah, and there was a weapon pack when I first got it. There was a weapon pack, but I'm just like, I've never seen the weapon pack. And I don't know if it's, you know, I've never seen the weapon pack in it that I've never seen the weapons that I got for free. Like, I had the code. Mm-hmm. I put the code in and I got it on PlayStation, but I don't, you know, I didn't play Destiny enough to actually get access to that shit.
Yeah. And some of them some of the weapons aren't really that great anyway. So,
yeah,
I mean, even the helmet isn't that great of a helmet. It mm-hmm. All it is like a helmet with spikes. That's it.
Yep. Okay. All right. Back to my list. Story. There's actually story. Yay. There's actually a decent story that I can actually follow and not fill with a whole bunch of buzzwords.
But the story in the end leaves you kind of hanging because it almost sets it up for the sequel.
Story for what?
For a Division is setting you up for the sequel.
I don't know the end of the story, so I can't tell you.
I'm getting pretty closer to the end, and you
can, how? You said you're not.
Because I've been watching a lot of Twitch.
Ah, okay.
Because I've been stuck, and I needed to see what was going on.
Okay, I got you. It is much better at giving you information about what you're doing and what you're seeing and what you have access to and what you don't than Destiny.
Correct.
Much better. It's much better. It is a lot clearer of like, here's what you got to do. Here's how you do it. All right, Dan, let's go. No loading. Once you load the first time, unless you do a fast travel or like join someone else's game, once you start that game, there is no loading.
Correct. Or unless you go into the dark zone.
When I went into the dark zone, it didn't load, did it?
It takes very little bit, but I mean, it just loads. Basically, it's loading when you change from going from the map into the dark zone, and then like that little encounter is your load.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. The one big drawback to the Division that I see, it's not really a big drawback. It's just a kind of a problem. It suffers from the same fate that Borderlands 1 did, where all the guns look the same.
Well, all the guns are pretty much the same.
Yeah, they're the same. And like, you give me a better version of the gun that I already had, and there really isn't a discernible difference between how they look and how they feel. It's just, okay, this one does more damage.
Well,
you know?
Well, it looks like later on you can get
probably skin. Probably the high level stuff will be a little bit different. But yeah, right now, like, all of the guns look and basically play the same, except for they do more damage or, you know, that's all. And that was the Borderlands 1 problem. All of the guns look the same, except for they may be a little bit different or they might be a different color, but all of the guns pretty much look the same. All of the shotguns pretty much look the same. It's very few variances on it. So that's what I'm saying. Like that's the only real drawback. And you know, for me, I don't want to go into the dark zone. I went into the dark zone by accident.
Okay. Now, see, we didn't go in by accident. We purposely.
Go ahead. How'd that go?
Well, I went in. It was laid back and Scoba and myself, and we went in just to go check it out. And we actually had a little bit of fun, but it is the NPCs in there are very hard. And it takes strategy to get in there and kill shit.
Well, did y'all get anything?
We got some shit.
Were you able to extract it?
We were able to extract it. Now when you,
I heard that part is different than the, they say it's different than the beta, because the beta, it was a very small, you know, the section that everybody could play was really small. So like you were always running into people.
Yes.
And they said you don't run into people nearly as much as the beta.
We didn't run into people as much as everybody was saying, but we did run into people, like the second time we were in there, and you can have some douchebags in there that are trying to kill you, and it's very, very easy to go rogue.
Yeah, I saw this thing. Well, I heard someone, it might have been on DLC, but I've listened to a couple of game podcasts since then, where someone said that they threw a grenade because they were trying to, you know, them and another group were trying to kill the NPCs. And he threw a grenade at the NPCs, and one guy, I guess he went to go try to collect his loot, and he walked to the grenade. And then it marked them as rogue.
Yeah, and that, I mean, it very quickly makes you rogue.
Yeah.
And I don't, that is something I don't like. I don't like that if you shoot something or you do one thing wrong, you're automatically rogue. And once you're rogue, it's like everything and everybody's on top of you. And I didn't like that. But, I mean, once again, I think once all of us are leveled up a little bit more and we go in there and try that, then there wouldn't be any problem with it.
Okay. I went to the dark zone by accident. Here's what happened. I was trying to unlock safe houses. I was just going through and I was like, okay, I'm going to try to unlock all of the safe houses. Even if I'm going into a dangerous area, I'll just try to sneak around stuff and try not to shoot anything. So I set my map up and I was like, okay, take me to the safe house. And it took me on a detour through the dark zone. So I put the icon over the dark zone and it tells you the recommended level for that area of the dark zone. So I go through and I was like a 15, 16, and that level, it said, you know, like 16 to 18 or something like that. So I was like, okay, I'm in the low end of the recommended. So that means I will be okay to go through. I don't plan on fucking with nobody. I'm just trying to get where I'm going. So I go in the dark zone, and not even a minute after walking, I run into these enemies, and they're just skulls on their icons. And I'm like, huh, that's weird. And then I notice their number. I do a pulse.
Mm-hmm.
I do a pulse, and then I notice their numbers. They're 28s through 30s. And they're like one shot killing me, like, pow. Like, and then someone ran up on me with a shotgun, hit me one time, pow, and I'm gone. And it's not even like I went down. I died. Like, that's how much, that's how powerful they were. Like, I died. It wasn't like I was down. You know, sometimes you get down and if they keep shooting you, that you'll die. But nope, one shot, I was dead. Not down, not crawling around, not nothing. One shot, I was out of here.
Yeah, well, the homie, I was in there with the homie laid back and he said he was going to take a picture of it. I don't know if he posted it yet or not, but basically, that some shit like that happened to me while we were in the dark zone. I walk in and I got one shotted right in the face by a shotgun.
Damn. Yeah, that was crazy. All right, okay. You want to move on from the division?
Well, I mean, we spent 45 minutes on it.
Yeah, I mean, it was the only thing that we really did a lot of, right?
That's it. You know what though? If anybody has Division for PlayStation and you want to play, maybe Monday night or Tuesday night, hit me up.
Really?
Because I believe the homie laid back and I are either going to play, because he's playing Sunday, but I believe we're also going to play Monday or Tuesday. We haven't.
I'm on all the time on Xbox. I am Scarfinger. I'll probably be playing a little bit late coming up because I'll have Pooh Bear this weekend. So.
Well, I don't play in the. Just so you guys know, I don't play in the weekend because I have to work. But Monday through Thursday, I'm pretty much on a lot, and I can play. So hit me up, man. I'm there. I'm ready to play.
Yep.
And I think that's really it for gaming. I mean, well, a little bit of gaming news, if you have any.
No, because we talked about the Xbox thing. We talked about the cross-platform thing. There's a couple of things that I wanted to post. Mm-hmm. Someone posted a list of a ranking of all of the Super Mario Brothers games.
Okay.
And I vehemently disagree. I'm gonna put it in a group.
Super Mario 3 is number one, and then Super Mario Brothers.
Not according to this.
But Super Mario Brothers is the one where you had to go through the whole area. That's like the most popular one, I thought.
The original Super Mario Brothers is 6.
See, I like the original.
And Super Mario Brothers 3 is 5.
What one's number one?
Mario Galaxy 2.
Fuck that shit.
Mario World is 2.
I disagree.
Mario Galaxy is 3. 64 is 4.
Well, there you go. You know what? You posted on the GGR for the question of the week. How's that? Ask everybody out there what their favorite one is off of this list, because I totally disagree with that list then.
Yeah. It's highly disagreeable.
It's very disagreeable. I mean, and you don't have to agree with me and say that Super Mario Bros. 3 is the best, even though we all know it is.
I go back and forth. I like Mario 3, and I think it's the best, but sometimes I throw Mario World in there.
Mario World I would put number 2, or maybe even number 3. But you still got to like the original. The original needs to be in the top 3.
I agree.
I mean, because even when you hear the original, that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, it just brings back memories.
Yeah, it does.
And I mean, I could sit there, and I know I can play it and play it and play it, but I still enjoy it.
All right, so it's posted now in the Facebook group.
Good, and that's the question of the week, folks.
Yep.
So anyways, one other thing for PlayStation. Did you hear about the PlayStation View?
I have no interest in VR at all.
Well, I am, because I've cut cable, and you know what? That is going to help. Not virtual reality, the View, where we have cable.
Not
the virtual. The virtual reality I've heard is bullshit. I'm not going to do that because it's going to give me a headache.
Yeah, they just changed the signal to cable around here. So they basically made it so you have to have a little box on your TV. If you don't have a cable box on all your other TVs, you have to
have that.
You have to have that little box,
dude. But let me tell you what this does. If you get like the with any package, there's 3 packages. There's a $39 pack or a $29 package, a $39 package, or a like $50 package. And depending on what one you get, you just get more channels. But, dude, you get all of your local TV. You'll get ESPN, CNN, like Discovery Channel. But if you get like the $50 channel, you get like Fox Sports, you get ESPN 1, 2, 3, ESPN News, you get like Disney Channel and all that stuff. But you have a cloud DVR.
Cool.
So where AT&T reach out and fuck someone is sitting there telling you, you got to rent a DVR, you know, you have to get their box and their DVR, and they're going to charge you $20 a month for that fucking DVR. Dude, they're doing it through the cloud, and you can watch it on your devices.
That's cool.
Which also brings up something I saw also for PlayStation. PlayStation is talking about letting you play your games on your phone with your joystick or on your iPhone.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I have a cable where I can plug. I got an Android tablet, and I got one of those cables where you can plug your PlayStation or your Xbox 360 controller into your phone and play games with your controller. I play Grand Theft Auto on my tablet with my PlayStation controller.
Dude, if I was able to put my controller on right? Or if I was able to do that and be far away, that would be like I could leave my home PlayStation on and I could just log in and I can be at work. Man, that would be so much fun.
Yep.
I mean, I'm asking for too much. I know that's not possible, but oh man, that would be so much fun.
Get you a Vita.
But I wouldn't be able to do everything I want to play with a Vita. That's the problem.
Why wouldn't you? As long as you have digital games, you should be all right.
Yeah, but like, okay, if I want to play Division, I'm not going to spend another $40 to get Division on Vita.
No, you stream. You stream your game to your Vita.
Yeah, but don't you have to be... I can't be 10 miles away.
Yes, you can.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I'll look it up. I'll have to look it up and make sure.
Last time I checked, as I understand it, you I don't know how it works with your PlayStation having to be on or something. I don't know how that part works, but I know you can stream, you know, because I know Aaron was from Game Enthused. I think he said he went home to Buffalo once and was streaming his stuff from home. You know, he lives in Maryland. So he went home to Buffalo and was like playing PlayStation stuff on his Vita from in Buffalo.
Yeah, see, that would be cool. If I can definitely do that, then I might get I might have to invest into one.
Yeah, I say look that up because I believe that's possible.
Because that would be cool.
Yep. All right. I don't have much to say about anything that I've watched. I mean, of course, I'm still watching Second Chance. I really wish more people watched that show because it's going to get canceled and it sucks. It sucks that it's going to get canceled, not that the show sucks. I watched that shitty Vampire Academy movie because I wanted to watch the movie. Holy crap, was that movie terrible?
That movie was horrible.
It was like, we want to do a half Hunger Games, half Harry Potter.
Half Twilight.
Half Twilight.
Let's make fun of Twilight.
The acting was fucking terrible. The story was stupid. Like, there is nothing redeeming about this movie at all. I don't know how in the world your boy likes this shit. Like, I don't.
I think because he likes the girls.
These ain't my kind of girls, so I guess.
Well, I mean, they're little kid they're girl my, kind of. Bullshit.
But I mean, they're teenagers, but they ain't my type. They ain't my type. They ain't really my type of shit.
Yeah, so. This was not my type of movie, period.
So when you're playing The Division, is it like Killzone where Garrus is talking to you through your controller?
Yeah.
That's why I hear that and I don't hear the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, all I'm doing right now, honestly, is I'm just walking through and looking for shit while we talk. I'm not really fighting anything. I'm just walking through the world.
Make sure you unlock the dogs.
How do you? Oh, you got to buy the canine
unit. In the security. Yeah, the canine unit, because after you do all of the missions, it unlocks all of the side stuff. It unlocks all of the phones, all of the echoes, all of that shit. It automatically unlocks all of that shit on your map as soon as you do.
I think I bought, because right now what I've been doing, once again, we're going to tangent back over to Destiny,
Division. Yeah, better than talk about Vampire
Academy. Yeah, well, here we go. I don't recommend Vampire Academy, the movie
stuff. Well, you said that last week, so we remember what you said last week. I should have took your advice, but I wanted to finish it because we were supposed to.
Well, I don't recommend that fucking movie, and if you want to watch that movie, kick yourself in the balls first. Yeah. Tell me which one felt better.
Godspeed. Like, if you want to watch it, Godspeed. Like, do you think?
Oh, God. But anyways, I wanted to work on doing all the medical missions first, but you can't just go do all of one type of mission first.
Right, because of the level requirement.
So, I think, I ended up doing, like, the majority of what I could do, and then, I think I got the dogs. Because I saw that, that was actually a pretty decent perk that when you finish this, you can get all that.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a pretty cool perk.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I've actually just, like right now, just enjoy walking around And Steve's
yeah, because like I said, the one of the other things, because it's a post apocalypse, but it's recent post apocalypse, it's okay to walk around and just enjoy the sights because everything is still there and it's not destroyed.
Yeah, and I mean, and as you're walking around, you might find a file, or you might, and damn it, they know my weakness because my weakness is sitting there and collecting shit. I mean, I like. Just like right now, walking around, I'm not looking to kill anything. I'm enjoying just walking around looking for the collectible shit.
There's been a lot of times where I'm looking for shit and like enemies pop up and I'm just like, you know what? I just throw my turret down in front of y'all. Y'all focus on the turret and I'll just leave.
I went in and I found Times Square and I just sat in the middle of Times Square for like 5 minutes and just looking up at the buildings and just looking at shit.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool.
That was pretty good. It was a lot better than that damn movie.
Very much so. And the only other thing that I've detected. Only other thing that I've done, I watched a little bit more Buffy with my girl. But it's Buffy. I love it still. So that's it. That's really it for me. Like I didn't have much else. Like The Division has taken up a lot of my time.
I watched one more episode of Jessica Jones. The 10,000 Cuts. Where you had the lesbian knife scene.
Yes.
That was pretty damn cool.
I told you, once Kilgrave got involved, it was going to get real.
But that was probably my favorite scene was the lesbian knife fight. The scenes prior to it were probably a bit weak. Everything leading up to it, like Kilgrave escaping, that was a little bit weak. You know, the fact that, oh yeah, he mind controlled her. Whippy. Well, we figured that one out. Now, that one dude, the boyfriend of the blonde girl, I'm waiting. Who the hell is he? I mean, who is he in the comic book world?
He is somebody in the comic book world. I can't remember.
Well, maybe someone can tell me who the hell he is, because he's obviously taking, like, super soldier serum or whatever to heal that fast.
Yeah.
You know,
but just wait.
Okay.
Just wait. But it gets better.
But I mean, I'm watching one or two episodes of it a week. I know it's almost done, but I mean, I didn't want to rush through three episodes. If you know what I mean, I just want to. I'll finish it. I've got two more episodes to go, or whatever. And by next week, I should have it finished, so that way I can talk. House of Cards or something else.
Okay.
Now, are we going to watch Reanimator? Because I remember that was one that Chase put up.
No, we were supposed to watch the one that Mike J.
Which one was that?
That was the next one. Apollon?
Okay.
That was the next one. You said you wanted to watch the Halo thing, right?
I'm going to try to watch that. On Netflix, they added Halo Fall of Reach, and I'm willing to give it a try just to see how it is. Because I think it's only like an hour and a half movie. Oh, shit, you don't have it, though. Damn it.
What?
There's a 30-minute movie on Amazon for The Division.
Wasn't it on YouTube?
It could be on YouTube also, but if you want, I would like to watch that and talk about that.
Okay.
Because
remind me to look for it. So.
Because that actually looked pretty damn cool, that little... And it's only 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's cool.
But we could probably watch that and watch our movie that we had to watch. So we could do two.
All right. So anything else?
Well, as I said before, I'm tapped out of Scandal.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm glad I tapped out of that already.
Well, this week, the problem that I had was that this week was Pimp Fitz, and basically he was, if he saw a reporter on the street that he liked, oh, bring her into the White House and they're having sex. If he went to a restaurant or he went out wherever he went, oh, bring her into the White House and he was going to have sex with her. Now, through the whole course of what was it, four seasons, five seasons?
No idea. Well, I stopped watching after three, I think.
Well, in the whole three seasons, he might have had sex with Millie one time. Right? And he's had it we saw flashbacks of him having it with Olivia maybe four or five times. And in one hour show, he had like 8 chicks in the White House.
And that's crazy because I got a friend who loves to do the Easter egg roll at the White House. She did it a few years ago, and she had to go through so much paperwork and background checks and shit like that just to be invited anywhere near the fucking White House. Just to get on the White House lawn, she had to have a full background check for her and her, like, you know, 4-year-old son or some shit like that. Like, it's crazy. The fact that he could just be like her and then be like, all right, Dan, that's crazy.
Yeah, and it's like, come on. I mean, if he was like a White House staffer or whatever and he was doing that shit, fine. If he was probably the governor, fine. But I'm sorry, the president can't have 8 or 9 and maybe 1 or 2 in the same day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, you took my show and you actually stretched it a little too much. And I'm not happy with it. And you've made me check out. Because,
like I said, I checked out. Well, I didn't really check out. I just wasn't interested in continuing.
And that's it. You've made it so I'm not interested in you because now, basically, you're trying to set up who's going to run for president, and you've set up that, okay, you've got 3 people trying to get ready to run for president, right? You've got Millie.
I don't think you were supposed to tell me all of this.
Well, it's not really a spoiler, though, because...
Okay. All right, go ahead. Millie's running for president.
You got Millie who wants to run for president, and you've got the vice president who wants to now run for president. And then you've got one more person who has been set up to run for president.
Who's the vice president now?
This white lady who is kind of chunky and kind of like supposed to be a simpleton.
Okay, because the whatchacallit lady, she got... the religious lady is gone, right?
She's gone, and now... And I like what they do with
her. And then they brought in the dude who used to fuck Millie, right?
Correct. They brought in that dude, and then that dude got a stroke, and now is stroked out, or maybe he's even dead. Who knows?
Shit. All
right. Sorry, there's a spoiler on that. Sorry. And then he ended up getting this other woman who it was supposed to be a joke... As a vice president, and it actually comes down that, you know, she's a single mom, and America actually loves her, and
so she's Sarah Palin,
but smarter.
So yeah, Sarah Palin is a fucking moron.
You know, yeah, she would be a Sarah Palin, but smarter.
Okay,
and you find out that, you know, that you actually do feel for this woman, and you actually like this woman, and you like her character. And it's like, okay, and now you're bringing in this one more person to become a nominee for president. Mm-hmm. And basically, they're just getting ready to set up the whole damn triangle all over again.
Wow. Yeah.
You know,
I'm glad I'm not watching.
Shonda Rhimes, she has, what, 4 shows out right now?
I don't know.
Well, she is Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder.
Mm-hmm.
Grey's Anatomy.
That's still on?
That's still on. And I think she's got one more. And I can't remember the name of it right now.
Oh, that's all right.
When is some of the characters that you have, like Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, when is it time to wrap those up? Because, I mean, you're starting to get dumb.
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you think? How many seasons is enough?
I think the problem is, like... They don't go into it. A lot of times they don't go into it with a large plan. They don't go into it like how a lot of British shows do, where they have it all planned. Like, we're going to do 3 seasons. Here's the basic outline of what's going to happen for these 3 seasons. And we're only going to do these 3 seasons.
And you know what? Maybe they need to figure something out where they have. I mean, if you want 8 seasons, fine. Plan for 8 seasons and have something. It's really gotten dumb. Really dumb. And the fact that really disappointing. Because it was a really halfway decent show.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked it at the time. But it just became too much for me. Just the back and forth between her and Fitz was just like, how much are we going to really do this?
Which is what basically Grey Anatomy was. How much are we going to go through the back and forth with the Grey Girl and Mick Dreamy?
Didn't he die or something?
God only knows. I checked out of that show long.
I know Mick Dreamy or Mick Steamy died. One of them died.
But
I've heard that through the grapevine. I don't know for sure, but one of them died.
And someone out there probably watches, and they'll give us a heads up on it.
Yeah, my sister still loves that shit. Even though, like, she said she was checking out after last season, but she keeps watching.
Well, didn't they once upon a time adopt a baby because she couldn't have a baby or some shit?
I don't know. I was out at the Izzy Fuck the Ghost, so.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I was out at the Izzy Fuck the Ghost. I was like, yeah, I'm out. So, and then I found out George died, like, all this other shit. Like, I'm just like,
please. I don't know. I mean, the Asian chick was kind of cute, but she wasn't cute enough for me to stay in there. She didn't have big enough tits.
Aw.
Well, that was the only reason I watched, because the gray girl, she's kind of freaking old looking, and not really.
Well, she is a lot older in real life than her character.
Yeah, and she's not very sexy. You know, and even the other one.
Well, she wasn't sexy to me at all. So
yeah, she wasn't sexy at all, and she's old.
She ain't really my type. She ain't got no ass, so she ain't got no ass. So I'm out. I'm a brother. I need some ass or some titties or both. Mm. Like you can't just.
I don't even know if she didn't have no ass or no titties. She just didn't have no look. She looked like an old lady.
Mm. Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, I mean, the prettiest girl at the time, at least on season one, was the Asian chick, and she wasn't really that pretty either because she was lacking titties.
All right, we need to wrap this up.
Yeah, we're really.
Yeah, but right now we're just sputtering, so we should just go ahead and wrap this shit up. So, because we only really had the division to talk about, you know.
Well, but
and once we stop talking about the division, it's just like, well, what else did we really talk about?
Well, we could talk 5 more minutes about the division. How much fun it is.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, you know what? What missions, what side missions, like, do you see yourself doing more of the blue, green, or the yellow side missions when you do them?
I do. No, I usually go green. I usually try to do the medical missions because there's something I'm trying to unlock.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's the problem I have is that I'm
But really I'm going to do different characters with different focuses. So, like, I'll start a new character. And then, like, my next character, I want to be tech-focused because my current character is not tech-focused at all.
But, I mean...
Even though I use a turret. But he's not tech-focused at all, so I want to do another character so I could just see if there's a real difference if I actually bump up my tech stuff.
But you can still unlock all the tech stuff now.
Well, yeah, you can still unlock it.
You'd have to change it.
But yeah, but it's like my turret, it doesn't really do any damage because my tech is low because I'm focused on DPS and health.
Oh man, you know, and I find, and I'm sorry we're tangenting again.
Man, I'm trying to wrap this shit up. Come on.
But hold on, I find myself sitting there spending a whole lot of time going through and like, okay, if I find like a new piece of armor or if I find whatever, okay, well this is going to be another my thing, DPS and my health down.
Another thing that's so much better than Destiny, like how much loot you actually get.
Oh, you get a shit ton of loot.
Yeah.
You know, like right now, example, there's a mask that I can put on. I have one mask that's like a 12 armor, but it gives my health 3,131, where if I put the level 7 mask on, it drops it down to 2,400. And it's like... Right. Well, you know what? Now I've got to keep this level 5 mask because this level 7 mask is going to drop my damn health down too much.
Yeah, it's all about like fitting that stuff into how you play.
But if I put the level 7 mask on, my skill power goes up to 910, where if I keep the level 5 mask or whatever, the other mask on, it's down at 760. And it's like,
right.
God damn, yeah. I spend so much time doing that.
I just look at is this thing if I upgrade this because it's a higher level, is it gonna make my health or my DPS go up? I don't pay attention to tech at all. Is it gonna help my health or my DPS? If it does, then I go with it. If it doesn't, or if it levels up skill power, I junk it.
Okay.
That's pretty much what I do. I don't spend that much time doing it. I'll go through it. If it does, and I only keep maybe one or two of each thing.
Yeah, I so far have only kept a couple things.
And I only keep about five. I only keep about 5 weapons, and like I keep one pistol.
Okay, speaking of weapons, since we're talking about it, we might as well What are you using right now?
SMGs are overpowered. I'm using a I just got a Vector that was actually pretty good SMG, but I got a new MP5, like a Navy MP5N. Mm-hmm. And I think whatchacallits are the cheat code. Like SMGs are the cheat code, because you don't get as much damage as the assault rifles, but you don't get nearly as much recoil.
Okay.
And for the assault rifle, I have a purple. I can't remember what the name of it is, but I got a purple SMG. I mean, I got a purple assault rifle, and then I switch to my sniper rifle on the fly.
Okay.
I don't use LMGs, and I don't use shotguns at all.
I carry one shotgun because it is good when you get close range and to be able to just blow someone in the face. But I'm carrying an AK-47, and my secondary has been
AK-47s are good, but they have terrible recoil.
Yeah, but you know what? Once you mod them out, they get a little bit better.
Yeah, but it's not good enough for me. That the SMGs just do so much damage, and some of the SMGs you get, I put like ACOGs and sniper scopes on like my SMGs and shit. I take the sniper scopes off of the snipers before I junk them, and I put them on my other guns.
Yeah, see, and oh man, those freaking. That's the other thing. You can you customize whatever you want on it, and that's what makes it so nice.
Yep.
Anyways, okay. we've tangented on that one more time. So.
Yep. All right. So we're out of here this time. We talked a lot about the division. I'm gonna have to name this something to have to do with the division, so that people know we're gonna talk a lot about the division. So thank you for listening. For the homie Pimp, I'm Scarfinger, and we're out of here.
Word.
Peace out, warriors. Scarcasm.